I'm ready to start. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. No computer this time, thankfully, but we're going to take a look at something. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Amazing. Ready? That I can count that high?
Yeah.
No, you have five.
I have. Uh-oh. Almost had enough. Come on, you guys. We'll figure out how to do this.
11.
We have 11 now, and I... We'll figure it out. We're not, you don't get to take this home. You're going to help me do a puzzle, though. I have a puzzle right over here. Now, the way we're going to do this, though, is you need... I'm going to drop it into your hands. You're going to catch it. All right?
Okay.
I'm not going to throw it, but you get your hands right nearby, and you're going to catch it. One at a time. You ready?
Yeah.
You caught it. Good. That wasn't too hard. Oh, let's try it again. Here, catch it. Good. And right here, ready? Oh. Ready? Catch it. Good. And over here. Put your hands out. Ready to catch it?
There's words yes. on it.
Oh, there's some words on it?
Uh-huh.
Oh, these are like, you're catching words. Ready? Good. Not too hard, not too hard. Who wants to share this with somebody else so they can catch it too? Anybody else want to catch one? We have...
I know this one.
Don't tell, don't tell. Okay. Catch your fingers with them. Okay. Ready, catch. Put your hands out. Catch. Oh, it's kids again. Catch. It takes some practice. Good. Now, this makes, it's a puzzle. We all have little puzzle pieces here, and we're going to put this together.
Okay.
All right, let's put it on the floor. And we're going to, let's put it down on like this. First, we know it's a verse, isn't it?
Yeah, but I know what verse it is.
You do, don't tell yet. Let's put it together. Here's, here, some of you can't read, but some of you can read. Can we all use pieces? Can you, Lillian, you want to put that down here so that can, we can see what it is? Let her put it down there too. Okay, good.
Mine is the end.
Yours is the end, so put it on the bottom. Can anybody see? How does this work? I'll give you a hint. Let's put it like this. Blues go together. And reds and green. It's all good. It's going to make something.
Bottom.
You cut these words. Oh, that's red. Red goes together, doesn't it? And blue goes together. It's funny that we're missing a couple in here. Maybe like this. Does that work?
No.
It's kind of tricky.
Wait.
Why don't you read it out loud for us, okay? Can you read it?
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him that should not perish but have eternal life.
Where's that from?
John 3:16. I knew that.
You did know that. You knew that right away, didn't you? See? And it made a cross. And there's just some words on it. And of course, we made a puzzle out of it. But you know, you had to catch the word, right? Sometimes it fell to the ground. But then we picked it up and do it again. You know what this reminds me of?
What?
It reminds me of the first scripture we heard today. And let's put, you can hold that. You want to hold that? We'll take turns holding it, Pastor. Hold it by the bottom, otherwise it's going to come apart. You know, see right there? I'm going to read a verse to you.
I don't need it.
And this is from 1 Samuel. And I'm going to be reading from chapter 3, verse 19. You ready? Just put it on the floor. Would that be good? Can you have a seat? There we go. 1 Samuel 3:19. We read about Samuel. He heard the Lord, but he didn't know it was the Lord. The Lord called to him 3 times. And you know what? He didn't know who it was. He thought it was Eli. There we go. Just down on the ground. Right here, right on the floor. Okay. There we go. Leave it right there. We can look at it. He heard God spoke to him 3 times, but he didn't know who it was. And then because he kept going to Eli. And he said, it's the Lord, listen to him. And so God called a fourth time, and guess what? He said, your servant is speaks, for your servant is listening. He heard God. And we're told later on in verse chapter 3, verse 19. Listen up. You guys look at me. Look at me. He said this to him. This is about Samuel. The Lord was with Samuel as he grew up. Do you think the Lord is with you when you grow up?
Yeah.
Yeah? He is. He's with you when you grew up. And you know what else it said? Listen to this now. And he let none of his words fall to the ground. That's the Lord. Let none of Samuel's words fall to the ground. Did you know that the words that Samuel spoke, he was a prophet. He was kind of like the last, after the judges, and last judge, and he was a prophet. The words that he spoke, he got from God. God gave him words to speak, and he spoke them. It's like God gave him words, he caught them, and then he spoke them. God tells us that when we're to catch his words too, we're to hear his words. That's how we catch them. We hear them. They come into our heart, into our mind, our lives, and then we're to share them. Imagine if God spoke to Samuel and he didn't listen. Wouldn't it be terrible? He wouldn't have said the things he was supposed to say. God gives us his word, and we hear it, and we should also share it with people. We shouldn't just let it come into us, because then no one would know who Jesus is. They wouldn't know that he died on the cross. They wouldn't know this verse from us. We know this verse, don't we?
Yeah.
Can you say it, some of you?
John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
That's pretty good. So it's like you've heard those words from the Word of God, and God has given them to you, and it's not just to stay with you, it's meant to be shared, just like Samuel did. Sometimes the words are hard to share, but they're very, very important, aren't they? Should we pray? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, help us to catch your word whenever you give it to us. Help us to hear it, and help us, God, also to speak it, to share it with others. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks for coming up.